Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Facing the prospect of climate change, we appear to have three choices. Do nothing, change our lives through the exercise of restraint, or change our lives more dramatically in response to environmental and economic challenges. We see these scenarios acted out daily, on the talk shows and blogs, in the press, and in the halls of governance. Those that deny or belittle the scientific evidence or have other clearly vested interests in the status quo continue to confuse the debate. Legislation is compromised, diluted, or stalled. If we look at sea level rise and increasing storm activity and surge as functions of climate change, it is clear that something must be done in the coastal zone to protect life, property, and natural resources. In 1998, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, summarized our coastal responses as follows. 1. Accommodate. Under this approach, vulnerable areas continue to be occupied, accepting the greater degree of effects, such as flooding, saltwater intrusion, and erosion. Advanced coastal management is used to avoid the worst impacts. Improved early warning systems alert inhabitants of catastrophic events, and building codes are modified to strengthen the most vulnerable structures. 2. Protect. Under this approach, population centers, high-value economic activities, and critical natural resources are defended by seawalls, bulkheads, saltwater intrusion barriers, other infrastructure investments are made, and soft structural options such as periodic beach renourishment, landfill, dune maintenance or restoration, and wetlands creation are carried out. 3. Retreat. Under this approach, existing structures and infrastructure in vulnerable areas are abandoned, inhabitants are resettled, government insurance subsidies are withdrawn, and new development is required to be set back specific distances from the shore as appropriate. What is most revealing about these recommendations is that they offer nothing new by way of systems or values, planning, or financial incentives for alternative development or management. Indeed, retreat may be the only option if, as recently in Bangladesh, an entire region was inundated with complete destruction of a delta area and massive loss of life. What might be added to the NOAA summary is a fourth response. Invent. Reorganize governance boundaries into regional organizations. Apply planning concepts that align development with the natural protection features of the environment. Provide economic incentives for alternative survivable residential design and construction. Nurture ocean-related industry while locating non-waterfront-dependent businesses in safer locales. Remove exclusive ownership from the coast area and open beaches and natural areas to public for active and passive recreation. These are just a few ideas, some radical, some inevitable. We risk much if we do nothing, nor can we expect real change to come through incremental restraint. We can, however, opt for invention, for the application of our imagination and energy, of our science and technology, and of our new understanding of the value of natural systems as constructive contributors to the betterment of our lives, not destructive forces beyond our control, challenging our survival. We will discuss these ideas and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.